There are some 556,000 Latinos who live in Maryland. For a significant portion of that population, whose primary language is Spanish, paying taxes can be overwhelming. And it's estimated that undocumented residents pay as much as $139 million in state and local taxes and in sales taxes. Maryland Comptroller's Office has created the position of Hispanic Affairs Outreach Manager. And Adriana Lee, who fills that post, says that there has been a dramatic increase in the number of calls.
Yes, actually it's very impressive to see the numbers, how they are growing. So just to let you know, in 2016, we received around 22,000 customer service calls. They were in Spanish. And just 3 years later, in 2019, that number increased to more than 70,000 calls. Yes, we have people always asking for help. It is very different from our countries.
Any issues in terms of residency, documentation, that kind of thing for folks filing taxes?
If you don't have documents, you can still do tax. I mean, what you do is that you get an ITIN number from the IRS. And I can tell you mostly all the undocumented people, they do the taxes, they file the taxes. Because in order to get a driver's license, you need a proof of the last 2 years that you are filing taxes. And also, like, if you are a student, you need also a letter, a certified copy of your tax return for the last year or 2 years from your parents, or if you are independent, also from you. And you need that in order, as a proof of residence in the state of Maryland.
What is the most single issue that comes up for this population in terms of filing their taxes?
For non-English-speaking people, they have a lot of challenges to understand the laws, the regulations, and because of that, it's very easy for them to be victims of tax fraud or abuse. Be sure that the signature of the preparer is in your tax return. Be sure that it's your bank account that is there, not the tax preparer, because sometimes the tax preparer, they get part of that refund without telling the person. And also, like, do not sign your tax form unless it's complete, that you can see the number, that you can see the information, that you can see how much you are going to get in return or how much you are going to pay. Because sometimes they don't know. They said, okay, you have to sign this, and I will complete later your taxes, and let's see how much I can get for you. We tell them not to leave any original document with your preparer. Don't let anybody else to use your social security number, your tax ID, I mean your ITIN. Don't let anybody to use your dependents' identification as well. And don't let them lie in your tax return. Sometimes some tax preparer says, okay, you know what, we can add another dependent. Let's use your cousin, let's use your friend. And that is wrong, no? So we are constantly telling them what to do, what not to do. And also, like in the case of scams, they are always very afraid. Sometimes they receive calls saying the IRS needs you to pay this. If you don't do this, you are going to be deported. And they are asking for $5,000, $8,000, and the people are paying this because they are very afraid. They don't understand what is happening. They just hear that they need to pay this amount of money, and they go and pay that. So yes, we are trying to educate, we are trying to tell them what to do to protect themselves.
Adriana Lee, the Hispanic Outreach Manager in the Maryland Comptroller's Office. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.